And here we are. Good to see everybody. Good to see everyone. Louise, we know you're there, even though we can't see you. And so let's start with a short meditation, just a short one. And I had kind of queued up that little blessing we're doing, blessing for all beings. And then I realized I queued up the one with the wrong words, but I'm going to share the screen with you anyways with it, so you can see it. And when it's time for that, you can just open your eyes and join along if you want to. But for now, let's each of us find our seat. In this moment, right here, right now, today, not yesterday, not last week, not last Saturday, but right now, what is the most comfortable position for your body to be in? To be able to soften, sit with some alertness, even as your body feels a sense of ease. And then when you find that posture, that position, then start by taking that first deep breath. Feel it expanding in the belly, expanding in the ribs, lifting up under the collarbones. And then as you exhale, soften your face, your neck, and your shoulders. And I'm going to encourage you to exhale through your mouth and just really train your mind and your body to respond to that exhale with a deep, deep release. So going at your own pace, going at your own pace, not worrying about what anybody else is doing, not worrying about what my voice is saying. Just keep that gentle three-part inhale and then exhale and soften. Soften the body, starting at the crown, moving down through the arms and the torso. And then for our purposes, when we are working with anxiety, training ourselves to find quickly the technique that will anchor us in the present moment is an important skill. And for me, I know it's my bottom. I know it's my sit bones, feeling the pressure of my weight pressing into my bottom, pressing into the cushion. Now, for some of you, your feet might be more effective. For some of you, your hands might be more effective. So play with this for a few seconds. Play with it and see what is it that's most effective at grounding you in your body. Right here, right now. And now let's go to the breath. Now let's go to the breath. Because the breath is also such a key barometer of how we're feeling, what the body is experiencing, and the breath is a key tool in regulating. So let's all of us come to the breath, starting with the breath in the nostrils, just feeling the sensation of coolness and change in temperature with the exhale to bring you into the present. And then let's do the same thing we just did. Let's experiment and find what part of the breath tonight is most effective at keeping you in the present moment. Is it being right there in the nostrils, feeling the temperature? Or is it feeling the breath rising in the chest with the inhale and the chest gently falling with the exhale? There's a rocking motion, a rhythmicness that can be very, very stabilizing. Or for you, is it helpful to go all the way deep into the belly and bring the breath deep into the belly, just like we do in three-part breath, and feel the abdomen gently expanding and pulling back as you exhale? So play around, experiment, nostrils, chest, abdomen. Give yourself 3 or 4 breaths in each and see which one is it easiest for your mind to stay with it. And then just check in. Is the jaw soft? Are the lips soft? Is the forehead soft? Just check in and see. Shoulders soft? No right or wrong, just noticing. And now let's all of us, for a few moments, just let all of our attention move to the sounds around us, and let's spend several seconds just listening and seeing how our mind and our body responds to sound in the present moment. And then just noticing what your mind is doing tonight. Let's release all of those techniques and let's bring our attention into the heart center, not the physical heart, but the energetic heart, the subtle heart that is right there behind the sternum in the center of the chest. And with our awareness in the heart center, let's practice the skill of bringing a smile and opening to the heart by just a thought. Think of someone who makes your heart smile. Find the feeling. And wait till you find the feeling enough that you feel it in your face. And then let go of that person and see if you can simply be with the sensation of an open heart, a smiling heart. And now from here, let's open with our blessing, with a sincere wish that just as we want to be happy, we know all beings want to be happy. And so we open our heart with a fundamental teaching in meditation, which is we wish for others what we wish for ourselves, and we give what we want to receive. So you can join me or you can just listen, and we'll just, with from an open heart, say, may all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes. May all beings always be pain-free and live happily. May no beings ever cling to those near, nor spurn those far. And let's begin tonight with a sincere wish for your happiness by placing your hand on your heart, present, feeling the sensation and the warmth of your hand, allowing yourself to accept the warmth and the tenderness and the affection your hand represents. And if you want to place the left hand on top of the right, sometimes that really just adds a different level of tenderness and affection. And let's repeat after me. We're going to do the loving kindness blessing. So see if you can just repeat each line after me. Whisper it to yourself as sincerely as you can. May I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I be whole. May I feel loving kindness for myself. May I be filled with loving kindness towards myself. And may I hold myself with loving kindness, that I may find peace. And just allow yourself to be present for how that has affected you. How did your heart, your body, your mind receive that, respond to that? Now let's gently inhale. And as we exhale, just very mindfully and gently release our hands. Open our eyes and see if we can hold that feeling with our eyes open. And what I want to share about these techniques we've just opened with, right? Just becoming present in the body and then present with our breath, feeling the heart smile, and then sending a blessing, a really sincere blessing to ourselves, is that I can't even tell you how many years I've been doing this, and it doesn't get old. It never gets old. And this is part of what we are training ourselves to do. Every time you come into this moment fresh, without any thought of whatever you've experienced before, but just open to the experience right here, right now, you are breaking those habit patterns that tie you to your memories. And it's that ability to release ourselves from memories that allows us to shift the patterns of anxiety, because our anxiety is tied, in most cases, to a memory that we're bringing forward and we're feeding. So this simple practice of present right here, right now, as if it's the first time, feeling the heart smile. I mean, you know, you're probably thinking of the same person. Doesn't matter because it feels good. It's about the feeling, right? And then we're learning to have the feeling without the person. And then when we say that loving kindness blessing, it never gets old, being kind to yourself. And the more you do it and the more you really realize, I'm not being selfish. I'm not being self-centered. I'm not being conceited. I'm not being narcissistic. When we can finally move through all of that old patterning and really accept that kindness of being our own best friend, of being that person who cares about you more than anybody, that person who's showing up for you, that doesn't get old either. It gets better. It feels better. It feels richer. It feels calmer. And you touch a place of deep calmness and kindness. So I want to just float it out there that I know our tendency in our culture is, okay, been there, done that, move on, what's next? Been there, done that, move on, what's next? These techniques, been there, am there, feels good. Been there, I am here, it feels good. And those things, I can't stress it enough. Breaking free of the memories, being able to show up in the present moment, beautiful skill. So any comments on what that was like for you or what you noticed was most effective to keep you present moment?
I'm really loving the breathing through the moon center, that technique out through the sun center, and that it, because I know, you know, keeping myself grounded is really huge. I know that I tend to live up here instead of down here. And so that breath and filling my belly and just, it makes my, you know, it makes my sit bones really feel like they're hitting the ground more or whatever. So it's just really helping me keep grounded. And, it just instantly takes me somewhere too. I don't know what it is about that one, but I'm really loving that.
Nice. Okay. So for those of you, Kathleen's talking about what we're doing in the group meditations during the week. And it's a technique we're learning to use the breath to find a sense of groundedness. And so the important thing for the anxiety class, what she's referring to is grounding in the sensation in her seat and using the breath to help her find that grounding. And so it's fresh and new each time.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Would you be willing to share? I mean, really as a point of knowing about yourself so that when you're in a state of anxiety and we're trying to tease apart that word, but when those sensations come up that are uncomfortable, you know, you don't need to go, oh, from my breath to my belly, to my hands, to my feet. It's like, I have a go-to place. The first place I'm going is I'm going to the sensation in my feet. I need to feel the weight of my body in my feet. Boom. I need to feel the weight of my body in my seat. Nope. Whatever my hands are doing, that's what brings me into the present. Do we have a sense, each of you, of what that might be for you? Lisa, yeah.
Yeah, for me, I have realized by doing the body scan stuff, I'm more aware that although I may not start the scan itself from the top, I have to I take the breath to my seat. And I can't remember which class now because it's all blurring together, but where you had us breathe in like a springboard and then bounce it out. Like, I can't remember what that's called, but that has been helpful. Then it goes up and then it just washes down. And so at the end of the loving kindness one that you did today, for me, immediately I felt the energy go up and out and in like my Ishtadevata, like we had done before. It's like, oh, she's there. And I don't know if it has to do with my heart and needing that maternal thing, you know? So it was kind of a weird sensation because I felt it go. So.
Did it feel nice?
It took me by surprise. So, you know, like I don't like surprise. So I was, yeah, but yeah. So it was a good thing. It was a place I hadn't touched before. So that was new.
Nice. And so what that says is that there's some softening and some opening to an experience you haven't had before. And that's part of the path, isn't it? Because we want to have the experience we've already had. And it's can be a little scary to say, I'm opening up to what? Because our experience, especially for this class, is if you open yourself up, something bad could happen. Something that you're not in control of. And so we're learning to trust life. Every time you open your heart and you show up for what's there, you're learning to trust life. And then to have an experience that's new, but it actually wasn't unpleasant. That's a big step. It's a big step. Nice.
It was hard to say. It's hard to put into words. But it's like I touched that space, felt that, but immediately I needed like assurance and like reach out, grab hold. Are you there? Don't let me free fall. You know, that kind of feeling. So it was weird.
No, Lisa, that is so beautiful. The level of awareness that you've just brought to that. And this is what we've been talking about is when we're working in realms that were previously I'm not even sure what word to use. I don't want to use afraid of or anxious about. I'm not, but we're uncomfortable. It's unknown that what you just did, and I can't stress this enough, is you went as far as was comfortable and then you reached out. And it was okay. And that's what we do. We go as far as this. We don't have to go any further than we can. That's the wisdom. That's the kindness to yourself that you just demonstrated. You went and then you reached. Perfect. Next time you'll be able to go just a heartbeat longer and then you reach, right? And that's trusting. That's opening up. That's beautiful. And that's what is important for us each to know you have that power. You don't have to go any further than you want to. And you don't believe me right now because the anxiety, the fear, the panic attacks have taken you over in the past. And you're like, whoa, I can't control it. And what I'm saying is when you start to go into these places, you do have control. You're learning to regulate your anxiety. You're learning to regulate your mind, regulate your body. And that's giving you some confidence. So when we go into this techniques and we start to move into feeling, oh my gosh, loving kindness towards myself. Okay. It's a little scary. And you now know that you can only go as far as you is comfortable. And then when it gets a little, I'm free falling, you can come right back. So Lisa, thank you. That was a huge lesson, opportunity for a lot. So. One other person, somebody else like to share? Kelsey, yeah.
I have a comment and a question, and I don't want to derail us, but it does have to do with, you know, all the things we're talking about. So when you were asking us to find, like, the part of the breath that kept us the most present, mm-hmm. for me it was the release of the breath right here in the top of my chest. But it was funny because what came up for me, I was like, wow, that feels so good today to just release there. Because in the past, like I've had sensation that's felt really constricted in this area. And so it was very like, there was this moment of like, oh my gosh, do I need to tighten up? Cause that's what we usually do. And then it was, you know, you kept going and it was able to just be soft and still. So it was really beautiful to try to build up the other side of that constriction of just that opening and releasing.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. Yes. Building a new pattern. A new pattern. Nice. All right. Well, then here's what we're going to do, a little exercise tonight, because I really want to take us into it. Let me find this handout so I can make sure this one, let me share this, because this is kind of important for what we're doing right now, is to really grasp, because we're continually going to be learning how to regulate, right? When the sensations start to come. That's an ongoing process of learning about yourself. Do I need to be in my data brain counting or spelling? Sorry, that's a side. Or do I, and then come over here and be a little more imaginative and creative and bring myself back and forth till I can feel, oh, okay, my body is starting to settle. I may still have some sensation, but my body is settling. My breath is coming back. My heart rate is moving down, right? And then that, or sometimes we can just regulate with a three-part breath, right? We take a deep breath in and we exhale and we can just soften our body. We've trained ourselves that just a nice deep breath with relaxing on the exhale is enough to regulate us and bring us into the present, enough to allow the sensation to be there. This is such a key piece, practicing non-resistance, allowing it to be there. So tonight we're going to do another little practice about allowing, so that we can talk a little bit more about, okay, once you've allowed it, now you're going to investigate. And as you investigate, how do you know when to just stay with the sensation? How do you know when to, ooh, now I can unpack it. Now I found a choice point. I can stay my body and just deal with a sensation and allow that wisdom of that to guide me. Or is it time to ask, hey, what's going on here? What is this about? What is the source behind this? Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I want to start with, and some of you have already done this with me before, but this is like, you know, it's like lifting a weight. You can't lift, you each time you lift it, you get stronger. So I'm going to ask each of you to go to your kitchens and get some kind of a towel and some kind of an ice cube. And I don't want you to get a hugely, hugely big ice cube. Get a, it's going to drip on my computer. Get a, you know, like if you got a little ice cube or a crushed ice or something, if you've only got big ice cubes, then somehow, well, actually, we'll do it with a big ice cube. Okay. But can everybody just go get?
I don't have an ice cube.
You don't have an ice cube? Do you have anything in the freezer?
I have something I think I can use. No worries.
Yeah, just so long as it's ice.
Yeah.
It could be something frozen. Well, that was easy, Agnieszka.
I know. You know, it's so great because I have this table in the middle of the kitchen. And if I have a guest, we just can reach for things like without getting up.
That's great.
It is.
That's the easy way.
I don't want it to melt, so I'll wait.
Okay, but you are going to need a towel too. You're going to need something to catch the drink.
I have it.
Oh, that's true. Just reach next to you, right? Okay. All right. So how many of you, have you done this before? Agnieszka, have you done this before with me? Okay. Laura, you have, right? Kathleen, you have, right? Oh, you haven't. Okay. All right.
I've heard about it, but I have.
Oh, nice. Okay. So that, I think then most of us, it'll be new. All right. But this is another thing for me. I do it and it never gets old. Each time it's like, I think that's what I love about meditation. It must be why I keep doing it. And I don't think it doesn't get old because I just don't remember things. Cause I believe me, there's so much I don't remember. Right. But I think it really is learning how to show up in the present moment for what's there. It's a skill. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to explain it to you quickly and then we'll do it together. I'm going to ask you to take the ice cube and put it in the very center of your palm. Okay. Don't do it quite yet. And then what we're going to do, I'm going to be with you, but this is an exercise in allowing. And I want to tell you before we even start, you will not get frostbite. You will not freeze your skin to the point where you're going to do damage. This is simply an opportunity to practice experiencing something unpleasant to one degree or another and allowing it to be there and then investigating the sensation as you allow it. Okay. That's the purpose here. And I'm not going to keep you in here forever. 3 to 4 minutes. 3 to 4 minutes max. Okay. So knowing that ahead of time, be curious about your mind's response. Okay. It might be 5 minutes depending, but it won't be more than five. Promise you. Okay. But as you're doing it, be curious. Watch your mind's response and practice nurturing your mind when it starts to have a reaction or concern or not want to be present. Just notice. This is just a beautiful opportunity to watch your mind and still allow, investigate what's going on and nurture. So I will take us through the steps, okay, as we do it. So everybody ready? Let's put your hand out. You want to put an ice cube in, and then I've learned just hold the towel underneath it because it starts to drip. And so you can rest your hand in your lap and hold it. You don't have to hold it up like this. I'm holding it so you can see it. But you rest it in your lap. And let's all of us just take a gentle in-breath. And as you close your eyes and you exhale and you soften, can you show up for that sensation in the center of your palm? And let's begin by first just recognizing where in your hand is the sensation the strongest? And then just notice how far, like if you move an inch away from that spot, is the sensation the same or is it different? And what would happen if you softened your hand and you softened your shoulders and you used each breath to soften your hand and allow this sensation to be here? Not run away from it, not tense up to manage it, but literally just soften and allow the sensation. Just allow it. And when your hand is soft, your body's soft, and you're finding you're allowing yourself to kind of lean in and experience it, let's investigate. Where is it the strongest? And what is the sensation like? Is it dull? Is it sharp? Is it prickly? Is it pokey? And what is it like an inch away from the very center of the most intensity? And what is the sensation rippling into your fingers or your thumb? Can you allow the sensation to spread through your hand, into your fingers, into your thumb, into your wrist? And what would happen if you were to just feel the opposite side? Just notice what's the opposite back of your hand experiencing. I hope I made sense there. In other words, the ice is in the center of your palm. If you drop your attention through the hand, What does the other side feel like? It might help to just release the cloth from it for a moment, just to see what's there. And now take some time, if you haven't already, to nurture yourself with thoughts like, this isn't going to last. You can do this. I can soften and allow this to be here. Nothing bad will happen. What is the thought, the nurturing thought, that will help you allow this sensation to just be? And there we go. There we go. When you're ready, you can just gently tip your ice into your cloth and you did it. Good job. But let's take a moment now. Take a moment, close your eyes and go back into your hand, into your palm. And at this point, I like to put my other hand underneath my palm because I find there's a coolness that's moved through my hand to the other side. And part of investigating is really letting my mind move around the sensation. My palm, you're probably still feeling something. What is it? Where is it? How is it different? It's completely neutral. And notice. And there we go. There we go. So when you're ready, go ahead and just come on back. And I was really, it was sweet. It was, I noticed Lisa just kind of gently rubbing her hand. It was a very gentle, tender, just kind of nurture for the hand, right? After that experience. So you did it. To one degree or another, you just sat through something rather unpleasant for most people, extremely unpleasant for some people, and nothing. There's a few people out there, this is nothing. It's just like, eh, you know. But you did it. And can we just touch base a little bit about what it was like to what did you notice about the ice cube when we first started? What was it like to allow it? I'm torn. I'm wondering, should we put you in small groups? Your group, we're just at that size where it's like, it kind of be fun to hear what everybody said, you know? Kelsey, did you have something you wanted to share then?
Yeah. I think the thing I noticed the most was, like you said, the allowing and trying to intentionally release around my palm. The pain of the experience immediately diluted. It was really cool because it was like, you know, like that sharp aching pain. And when I sent the releasing through my hand, it just kind of disappeared. And then it would come back and then I would release again and then it would go away. That was really cool.
Nice, nice. What did somebody else notice? Somebody else? Agnieszka, yeah.
I was really shocked how intense it was.
Yeah.
So that took me by surprise. And
how did you respond to that surprise? How did your body, your mind respond to that?
The impulse was to just drop it, or move it elsewhere, take it to the other end or something. I think it's the shocking aspect of this and how deep it went through me. Like I felt it, I don't know, like moving through my arm. So I think that was the strongest sensation, the surprise of it. Because I thought I like cold, but this was very
laser. This is a step beyond.
Yeah. So, but also kind of reminding myself, you know, I guess negotiating with myself. I want to do this. I mean, reminding myself, there's a reason for it. I want to experience it for some reason. It's, I guess, my mind turned on.
And so were you able to come back to allowing it?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yes. Yes, okay. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then we're allowing it, we're kind of investigating. When you were investigating, did that give you some sense of, how do I say it? Maybe separation, like you're looking at it. What did you notice while you were investigating?
Well, I guess at that point, my body got used to the sensation. So it wasn't, I think that the shock of it was gone. And I think for me, it's the initial shock of even emotions coming up, or the experiences. I guess if I prepare myself for something, I can, well, it's still difficult, but I think of backpacking because it's very difficult physically, but I know I'm doing it. I know it's going to happen, and I'm okay. I don't panic. I might feel discomfort, but anytime something happens out of, I guess, so maybe it's inability to control it. The shocking is the, does that make sense? Like not the sensation itself even, but the shock of it, the surprise. Yeah.
It makes sense to me. Does it make sense to other people? Yeah. I mean, I know when I go to the dentist, if they go in with that needle and, or they do something and it hurts like a, you know, and I wasn't expecting it and I thought I was all numb, I will do this. And it's incredible amount of work to calm back down again. Whereas if I'm in that space and I know it's hurting and I know it's going to hurt, I'm prepared and I can allow it much easier.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's, isn't that interesting about our minds? Yeah. So anybody else on what you noticed with allowing? I mean, I love what Agnieszka said. I just wanted to put in the other hand, right? If it's unpleasant, We don't want to experience that. Our instinct is to not experience it. So when we've got unpleasant emotions, unpleasant sensations, of course we've run away from them. Of course we have, right? It takes a different mindset to go, oh wait, this is a messenger. Oh wait, this needs my attention. So anybody else on allowing before we get to the nurture? I'd love to hear how you nurtured. Oh, Laura, yeah.
I was just going to say, like, I didn't mind the ice there, because I think it was like an expected thing, but like Agnieszka was saying, like the radiation, like I was like, it's spreading, and I didn't want it to spread. I was like, it's going out of control. It's going up to my elbow, you know? So that was harder to allow, but ultimately, like, you do, you know? So.
Right. And so the question becomes, how did you nurture yourself to allow yourself when that unexpected thing happened? Cause Laura's done this before. So she had some sort of expectation, right? And that came out of somewhere else then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you nurture yourself to keep allowing?
Like I told myself why it was happening. It's like, oh, it's like touch those. The blood has gotten cold. It's moving back up. Like, it's not going to go any further than my elbow because it just can't hold on to the temperature that long.
So. Oh, nice. Very logical. Yeah. Okay. And that provided comfort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
I could be wrong about why it was doing that, but that's what I was thinking.
It doesn't matter. It made total sense to me. But here's the thing. Is knowing when that logical explanation is going to work, right? And there are lots of times it will. And when logic doesn't touch it, that's a discussion we'll have next week, right? Because I think we said this Saturday, maybe we didn't get there. The subconscious doesn't speak English. It speaks symbols. Did we talk about this Saturday? Yeah. No, we didn't. Okay. That's where we're going next Saturday. It was on the list, but we didn't get there. And so part of our toolbox for learning how to live without anxiety is knowing ourselves well enough to know, when can I just give myself the logical, this is what's going on. And there's so much comfort in that. The blood's only going to go so far cold, and then the body's going to warm it back up again. You're going to be okay, right? It works. But there's other things when we get to some of that deeper stuff where it's not about logic at all. And the subconscious does not speak English. It doesn't speak English. So you can talk to it all you want. It's not going to do any good. And you know this, but it speaks in symbols. And when we invite our fear to tea, we are speaking, my guru would call it symbol ease. You know, it's like, it's symbol ease. We're talking in the language of symbols to a fear that isn't going to respond to logic. And so that's why it's so important when we do these little techniques that you learn how to accept your symbols and read your symbols, interpret them. So, okay. So let's talk a little, we're going to talk more about that on Saturday, but for tonight, is there somebody who'd be, how else did you nurture? Laura nurtured with data. How are some of the other ways you found to nurture yourself, to help yourself?
I told myself that, at first I thought, I don't want to do this. This really hurts. I don't like this. I want to throw it away. But then, you know, I kept hearing your words. It's not going to last forever. I can get through this. I can do this. So I used words. I suppose that's logic too.
No, it's not. That's encouragement.
Oh, okay.
That's encouragement. You can do this. It's not going to last forever. It's there's, and even in your voice, there was a gentle sense of encouragement. We can do this.
Okay.
Yeah. That's lovely. That's lovely. And notice how the thought that it's not permanent was really helpful, right? The idea of impermanence. Somebody else, what did you do for nurturing?
I was sending warmth to my hand.
Oh.
And it didn't go up my arm. Now, I didn't have a full-on ice cube. I have these, you know, they're the fake ice cubes that you put in so they don't melt. I had those. So that's what I used. So I don't know if it was different because, you know, the water seeping, you know, maybe
differently
in that temperature. So I'd have to try it with a full-on ice cube to see. But, yeah, I was just sending my hand love.
Sending it love. Okay, to help it, to nurture it.
Yeah.
Were you saying, I love you? Were you saying, or were you just sending?
Yeah, it was just, love, sending warmth, and this will be over soon.
This will be over soon. There you go. Okay. All right. Somebody else? Kelsey.
I think mine's similar to what other folks have talked about, but for me, it was, I tried just, you know, like the regular soothing, nurturing things. It wasn't really hitting the spot, but what worked for me was like acknowledging that I had released it and it had gone away. Like I had that experience of it lessening. And so I knew I could come back to that again.
Ah, nice. Okay. So a memory, a positive memory that you could pull on to help you. Nice.
Yeah, like
that's a new pathway, the new pathway. Yeah. Anybody else? Lisa. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think I disassociated, but when I took my inhale, when I exhaled, I could breathe into that. It's like I could breathe in to that space and exhale, and it opened that space more, and it allowed for, I don't know. I mean, it was the same thing when I had got the tattoo. I just breathed into the pain. When I exhaled, there wasn't any pain. Like you could exhale to the point where there's no pain.
That's a real phenomena. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I was doing. I don't know if.
So it wasn't, there wasn't a sense of nurturing in the sense that this, you were using your breath to
mind
to
matter, I don't know.
to lean into the feeling, the sensation, and then allowing the exhale to dissolve and dissipate.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a technique that's used quite often with pain, physical pain. So yeah. Yeah. Marcia, how about you?
It was just real painful at first. I wanted to move it right away, but I didn't. I stayed with it and, I just kept telling myself that it would be okay and that, I can get through this. And I just kept telling myself that over and over again. I can get through this. I'll be okay. It's not going to be forever. I'll make it.
No. And did you hear your voice? It was so gentle. It was so gentle, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what we're learning to do, is to talk to ourselves that gently. Not we're ridiculous. Not there's, you know, what's wrong with us. All that kind of stuff. We're learning, let that go. Let all that go. Let's take ourselves seriously. Let's pay attention and let's send that gentleness and kindness that you might send to an animal or a child. Let's bring it back to us. And it was there in your voice. And so that's beautiful. And that's kind of what tonight I wanted to just give us another opportunity to really start to grasp what allow means. And several of you talked about how the first instinct was to, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now we know that is our first instinct and it's human. And what you now know is that if you can, of course you don't want to experience this, but here, this is what's happening. And we know how to move into it. We know how to allow it. We know how to soften. We know how to lean into the feeling. We know how to accept it, and we know how to nurture ourselves so that we can stay with it. And when you're feeling fear or dread or nervous or shame or just exhaustion, frustration, all the different levels of things that become lumped as anxiety, you know now that you have the tools. It's the same thing. That sensation comes up, the heart racing, the chest tightening, as Kelsey said, right? So used to it being tight, right? You know that feeling. And now we know, oh, okay, allow it. Don't run from it. Don't abandon it. Don't ignore it. Oh, I allow it. It is uncomfortable, but I can do that. And you become the container, just like your hand was the container for that sensation with the ice. Your mind, your being becomes the container within which this event is happening. And you can allow it to happen because you know it's not going to last forever. And you have the skills with your breath, with your mind to be stable as it washes through you. Does that make sense? So there we go. That's our lesson for tonight. Well done, everybody. Well done. Well done. So unless there's a question, we'll let this be our time for tonight. And anybody wants to, as I said on Saturday, we'll do another class on Saturday because there's obviously so much richness and depth here. And you folks are just an amazing group. Just walking through this with all of you is really quite rich. You've got a lot of wisdom that you're bringing forward and a lot of open-heartedness and willingness, which is beautiful. So unless there's a question, is there a question?
Just about the time of the class on Saturday. What's the Pacific time? 8? Is it 8?
What time do we start at 8? Yes, 8. We go from 8 to 9:30.
Thank you.
Yes. 8 to 9:30, because you're going to be out here. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. All right. All right, loves. Well, then let's just put our hands together. And as we do it, let's think of it this way. This is the left side, my emotional intuitive side. We're going with the nadis here. This is my right external physical world, and I am bringing them together into balance. And as I say namaste, honoring the fullness and authenticity of who I am. And I honor the fullness and the authenticity of who each of us are. Here we go. Namaste. Namaste. Have a lovely week, everybody. And know that I'm just holding you in grace all week long. All right. Good night, everyone.
Night.